Today in Washington, another historic event. For the first time in 104 years, residents of this District of Columbia held an inaugural ceremony for their newly elected mayor and city council. It was last September that voters in the nation's capital approved a home rule referendum permitting them to elect their own city officials. For more than a century, city officials had been appointed by the President of the United States. Now, the Home Rule Charter gives the mayor and city council increased powers, but Congress still has the final word on legislation passed by the council and has reserved a review power over the district's budget. This inaugural day was cold and chilly here in Washington. Nonetheless, several hundred citizens came out to take part in today's celebration. Bill Green has more.
I, Walter E. Washington. Do solemnly swear. That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
U.S. Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall administered the oath of Walter Washington as the first elected mayor of the nation's capital in more than a century. About 500 persons disregarded the cold temperatures and gathered outside the district building here in Washington to take part in this history-making event. Secretary of Housing and Urban Development James Lynn spoke on behalf of President Ford. Lynn said that the residents of the District of Columbia have been denied the benefits of self-government for more than a century. During his remarks, Mayor Washington expressed a commitment to attain the full benefits of self-government.
We have won a long and arduous battle for home rule, and we will not sit by and let it slip away from us. Therefore, we must not and will not rest upon the achievement of self-government. I pledge you today to continue to work to achieve the other aspects of full citizenship, full control of our city government over our budget. We are big and bold enough to handle our budget. We must move together so that the final decisions in that area rest with the government and the people of this city. We must move forward to full representation in Congress and in the Electoral College. What we're talking about here is simply what other fellow citizens enjoy as a matter of birthright. I don't feel good not having a representative and a senator up there. So let's join together and go forward to make sure we get it.
Today, Mayor Washington officially joined the ranks of 123 black mayors presently serving in many of the nation's cities. After the 13-member city council was sworn into office, the spectators gladly adjourned inside the warmth of the district building for a round of handshakes with their newly elected officials. Nadine Winters, one of the three women elected to the city council, said she was pleased with today's inaugural celebration.
I think it's been a great success. We had a short time to pull together some kind of activities or festivities, and the committee worked very hard. And it seems to me like that we were able to have the poor and the rich involved in this inauguration. And from the type of persons they have been elected, it tells me that the city wants some aggressive leadership. Our history will show that we have been actively involved, and we are creative and we are innovative, and we are willing to push forward to get use the energy and our talents to get something moving. In other words, it means business will not be done as usual.
Nadine Winters at today's inaugural celebration in the District of Columbia. At the close of his inaugural speech today, Mayor Washington said he is hoping that the newly elected government will bring the nation's capital into its rightful place in America before the 1976 bicentennial celebration. This is Bill Green in Washington.